Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
Hi, LaQuanda. My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Merrick Bank. How are you doing today?
Phone is breaking up. I did not hear anything that you said. I do apologize.
I apologize. Is it any better or is it still breaking up?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I was saying, hello, LaQuanda. My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Merrick Bank on behalf of a mutual customer. Needed to know what information would you need me to provide you in order to retrieve account info.
Yes, ma'am. I can start by getting the postal zip code.
02093.
I do thank you for that. And may I please have the first and last name?
Susan Bravo.
I do thank you for that. Do you need me to verify the address or can you verify it?
If you can, that would be appreciated.
I have 378 Forest Grove, Wortham, MA 02093.
And is that Grove Avenue? Because the phone cut out.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
We have Grove Avenue.
Okay. So it looks like this cardholder may have initiated services back on January 5th. Maybe it was some type of trial offer. She was only calling back in regards to the January 20th charges. So I was just calling to see if we can verify, make sure whether this was the cardholder and if these charges from the 20th are connected to the charges that were initiated on the 5th of January of this year.
Yes, ma'am, they are. She paid $7.92 and $18.95. One was for the height pods and for a one-year warranty, and the $7.92 was for the both were shipping and handling for one was for the pods and one was for the watch. And that was a try before you buy. And she did have a 14-day trial. And if she did not send the products back and if she kept it, she was charged for them.
Okay. I heard watch. What was the second item?
It was ear pods.
Oh, ear pods. Okay. And let me see here. It looks like they were done the same day. The $7.92, that was for the AirPods?
That was the shipping and handling for the watch. The $18.95 was for the shipping and handling for the earbuds and a one-year warranty.
Okay. Bear with me just one moment. And did you have the email on file for her as SueBravo1941@gmail.com?
Allow me one moment. Yes, ma'am. And we have a telephone number of 508-954-1524.
1524, yes, I have the same. And do you have tracking for each shipment?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, bear with me. And I'm assuming it's through the United States Postal Service?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, and it does show that it was delivered on January 11th. So the number is 94-00-1-2-02-55-55-82-02-7702.
And is there one tracking for both products?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And let's see here. I think you may have already said it, but I needed to confirm because I was not paying attention. There was a lot of information, so I wasn't able to retain it all. it was one charge for $54.97 and another that comes up for $59.97, both on January 20th. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I have the tracking. Now, when people do services online with your company, does your company tend to retain IP addresses?
Yes, ma'am, but that would be something that the a supervisor would have to provide to you.
Okay. And do you show at any time that the cardholder called in to inquire about the charges or to cancel?
No, ma'am, not at all.
Okay. So we have email, telephone number, address, and name. We have the tracking. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I need to get back. No, I think that would be everything. So at this point, the charge only goes in if they keep the product after 14 days. As long as they were to return it within that time frame, they would have been refunded.
Well, they wouldn't have been billed because they didn't keep it. So they wouldn't have been billed.
Okay. Now, is there any type of name, brand, or color to the watch or AirPods? Any description or detailed information you can give me to, in case the cardholder doesn't recall, I can jog their memory some?
No, ma'am. I don't know which color was sent to them. We only show that they received the watch and the AirPods. I don't know which color it was that was sent to them.
So when the order is made and when the shipment goes out, there's no description, like an invoice that states what's being shipped? It just says watch and AirPods?
Well, we sent an order confirmation. Being that we're the fulfillment center, we send the order confirmation to let them know that the watch is, their order is on its way to them. So as far as I don't know what was ordered or like how she ordered, because we advertise through different entities. So it could have been on social media. It could have been an email.
Correct.
So I don't know how the order was placed or the type, the color, the description. All we show is that it was the watch and the AirPods.
Okay. And then you said there was a one-year warranty on the AirPods. That's why it was the $18.94?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think that's pretty much everything. We have name, address, telephone number. All right. Thank you so much for your time, LaQuanda. You have a wonderful day.
You as well. And thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day as well.
Bye-bye.